The Postal Museum was shortlisted for Art Fund Museum of the Year 2018. This 10-minute introduction describes the architecture, the museum layout, and gives a brief taste of the exhibitions. Contact details and other useful information is provided at the end. The Postal Museum tells the fascinating story of Britain's postal heritage, bringing 5 centuries of communications history to life. It occupies 2 new sites in central London, about 80 metres apart on either side of Phoenix Place, including 2 exhibition galleries, the immersive subterranean ride, Mail Rail, learning spaces, a discovery room, a children's postal play space, shops and a cafe. A unique philatelic collection contains literally millions of stamps, holding examples of every UK stamp, the artwork and information about the design process. The museum's archive dates back to 1636 and contains everything from employment records to photographs, posters, films and exceptional items such as telegrams sent from the Titanic. The main museum at 15 to 20 Phoenix Place is a 3-storey industrial red brick building from the 1920s. The symmetrical frontage contains 5 bays, divided by squared pilasters of red brick. The ground floor is double height, and 4 of its bays contain large modern windows with slim, dark metal frames, each around 3 metres square. The windows in the 2 upper stories are the same width as the lower ones, but half the height. The stories are divided from each other by horizontal bands of smooth cream plaster, and the same material forms a plain triangular pediment at the top of the central bay. On the flat roof, large silver capital letters spell out Postal to the left of the pediment and Museum to the right. Situated on a hill, the left side of the building is slightly taller than the right, where a modern extension has been added. It's about half the height, but a similar width, giving it a defined wedge shape against the sloping road. It's made of contrasting dark purple-grey brick, with 1 large window to the left. To the right, the entrance to the museum is through tall, modern, silver-slatted gates. These are open to reveal a concrete courtyard. A wide concrete ramp slopes gently down under a canopy for about 6 metres, with an uninterrupted handrail to the left. At the bottom, where the ground levels, large automatic glass doors to your left take you into a bright, light, rectangular space. An open pathway leads directly across this often busy welcome area to the exhibition entrance. To the left are freestanding displays of the shop. To the right, tables and chairs of the cafe, with brown and orange wooden chairs and little red pillarbox salt and pepper pots. Beyond the tables, in the wall to the far right, is the cafe's service counter, and next to it, a passage leading to toilets, including an accessible toilet. Just to the right of the exhibition entrance is a counter where you can buy or show your tickets. The exhibition is divided into 5 themed zones. The route zigzags around exhibits, some in glass cases, others on open display, but takes you on a broadly clockwise path through the ground floor of the older building, leading you back to the other side of the welcome area. Zone 1 looks at the history of the Royal Mail, originally founded 500 years ago by Henry VIII, to keep a closer eye on his kingdom. A highlight of the collection here includes a mail coach from around 1800. It's about 4 metres front to back, smartly decorated in bright red, black and gold. The central section consists of a tall box which curves under at the bottom between 2 sets of red wheels. There's a door in each side with the words Bristol London Royal Mail painted in gold. Over the front wheels is what's known as the box, where the coachman would sit. Almost as high as the carriage roof, it has a bench seat. A second bench on the roof might carry passengers. On the section of the coach over the larger back wheels is a single metal seat called a dickey. This was for the mail guard, and there was a lockable box under his feet. When mail guards replaced postboys in 1784, they got a uniform with a distinctly military look. Bright red frock coats with gold braid across the chest. To protect against highway robbery, they carried flintlock pistols or a blunderbuss, which had a flared muzzle to make it easier to load on a moving coach. Zone 2 is called Mail for Everyone. Although mail was free for members of Parliament in 1830, for most others it was expensive and confusing. Costs depended on the number of pages sent, the distance travelled, and, most significantly, it was the receiver who paid. So when the post office launched the penny black stamp in 1840, suddenly mail was cheap and easy to send. Under low lighting in a freestanding case, there's the first penny black registration sheet from April 15, 1840, printed by Perkins Bacon. The first post boxes were installed in the Channel Isles in 1852, and there's an example here. A small hexagonal pillar of cast iron, painted green. Also on display is a strange pentacycle used for delivering parcels. Known as the Hen and Chicks, it has a large central pedalled wheel, about 4 feet in diameter, on top of which is a bike seat and small handlebars. 4 small stabiliser wheels are fixed at each corner, above which are large wicker baskets to hold the mail. Zone 3 looks at the post office in times of conflict, including the 2 world wars, the political upheavals of the suffragettes, and the struggle for Irish independence. Display cases are full of personal stories. The Victoria Cross of Sergeant Alfred Knight of the Post Office Rifles, the British Empire Medal awarded to Winifred Scanlon for maintaining telephone services in Dover during periods of constant danger. The scrapbook of Frederick Gurr, a London postman who formed a salvage squad to recover letters and parcels from bombed-out post offices or buried pillar boxes. Zone 4 explores design and delivery, with new services such as airmail. Its light blue pillar boxes began to appear in London from 1930. In 1933, Sir Stephen Tallance joined the post office as head of public relations. Posters were commissioned from cutting-edge designers. The many brightly coloured posters on display range from one asking customers to pack carefully to a reminder to staff to save usable bits of string. Tallance also established a unit producing promotional films, some of which play on a loop in the zone. The most famous is The Night Mail, combining footage of the overnight London to Glasgow travelling post office with W.H. Auden's poetry and music by Benjamin Britten. There's a display of stamp designs and an interactive area where you can design your own stamp. Zone 5, called Communication and Change, shows how the post office has changed to reflect its diverse workforce. A collection of artefacts demonstrates the continued popularity of the post in popular culture, from children's TV star Postman Pat to pop songs. To get to Mail Rail, exit the Postal Museum and turn right. Walk down the hill for about 50 metres, then cross the road using the zebra crossing. Continue down the hill for a further 30 metres or so. The entrance is in a single-storey building of cream-painted brick. Large silver capital letters spell out Mail Rail above the automatic glass door. Inside, turn left and go down a slope to enter a large welcome area with freestanding shop displays to the left. The ticket office is to the right. There are toilets along a short passage in the right-hand wall, just beyond the ticket booth. This passage also leads to Sorted, an interactive postal play space set out with roads and child-sized houses where children can dress up, deliver letters and parcels, or work in the sorting office. For adults bringing children, there's a place to sit and have refreshments. At the rear of the welcome space is the entrance down to Mail Rail. 25 stairs lead down from the rear right corner. In the rear left corner is a platform lift. At lower ground level is a long tunnel-like space with a vaulted ceiling. A film introduces you to Mailrail, a miniature driverless electric train service which runs some 20 metres below ground from Paddington to Whitechapel. Work started on it in 1914 and it delivered mail from sorting offices to rail depots until 2003. Trips last about 15 minutes. You step down into a narrow carriage with a glass window curving just over your head. The journey around the tunnels includes a number of stops, some unexpected. Along the route, audiovisual presentations tell something of the history of the service. Once back up out of the tunnels, there's an exhibition about Mailrail's operation. Please note that to meet evacuation requirements for the Mailrail, you must be able to walk unaided on uneven terrain in a confined space for up to 100 metres before climbing 70 steps to the surface. As an alternative to the ride, there's a film near the exhibition area which describes the journey and the accompanying audiovisual presentation. The Postal Museum is open every day, excluding 24th to 26th December, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The address is 15 to 20 Phoenix Place, London WC1X0DA. Local parking is available for a charge, or there's a link on the museum's website to an independent company, Parkopedia. Bus routes 17, 19, 38, 45, 46, 55, 63, and 341 stop nearby. It's a 15-minute walk from Farringdon, Russell Square, Chancery Lane, and King's Cross St Pancras stations. Walking trails are available to view and download at postalmuseum.org, where you can also find ticket prices. Visitors with a disability can purchase a ticket that includes entry for a companion. You can also phone for information on 0300 0300 700.